FM 90.3 WJTL Austin French, Wake Up Sleeper, something we're encouraging you to do this morning. Good morning to you. Intern Jesse Fred with you, 719.
We have a heat advisory today through to 8 p.m. So we're looking at a sunny, hot, and humid day with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 92. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, so we're looking at clouds and a low of 72. Friday, it's going to be hazy, hot, and humid with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 91. Saturday, mostly sunny, but still that chance of showers and thunderstorms, also a high of 91. And Sunday will be a sunny day with a high of 90. Right now in Mannheim, it is 74 degrees.
We always look forward to our friend Chris Straka coming. He is the CEO of 4-1 Life. Chris, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for the goodies you bought, too. That was very kind of you. So tell us about 4-1 Life and what God is doing through your ministry.
Absolutely. We talked a little bit at the first break there about my friend Ampui, who had struggled as a child, and 4-1 Life focuses on a couple of areas, children and widows, you know, both ends of the spectrum, man.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit about widows right now. In India, when your husband dies, the husband's family can come in and basically take whatever they want, leaving you destitute, and sometimes with children. It's kind of the forgotten type of a crowd there. And so we watch out for those opportunities to minister. And with widows, for instance, we do a blanket drive here for the wintertime, and we've taken 600 or 700 blankets out to some of the widows in outlying areas. We do a monthly widows program and providing some food. And the important part about this, we don't create a dependency. It's not the kind of thing where people can just come and get whatever they need all the time. We try and set them up for success by providing some opportunities for working at our organic farm. We also have a poultry farm that the widows can work in and then share the profits as well.
That's amazing. You guys are doing so much. The best thing for our listeners to do is visit you online.
It is. As with anything, you know, the website is so comprehensive.
Yeah.
And if you do have questions, there's a button there to click on and ask questions.
Yeah, and you guys are doing so much, and fundraising through your thrift store and opportunities to give. But one way people can give is by coming out to your big show, Music on the Mountain. It's an opportunity not only to support you, but to hear great music.
It's going to be a great couple of days. This is our seventh year in Mervyn Carroll's backyard. It's grown from, as I mentioned, 300-ish people to over 6,000 last year. It's crazy, man.
That's amazing. Tell us about some of the groups, because you have kind of the gamut of gospel, bluegrass, country.
Yeah, we sure do. I want to mention also that our presenting sponsor is Bank of Bird in Hand. I want to recognize them, as well as some of the others, Keystone Outdoor Living, King Construction, S&M Siding, PWI. Without the sponsors, of course, it wouldn't happen.
Right.
But we're really excited. We've got a couple of folks from outside of the area that people will really want to see. Alaskan Sunnyside Sisters. What a group. And with the Grand Ole Opry, they're from Central Florida. A couple of others from out of town, but some local ones of interest. You might remember Will Stoltz. He's been with us a couple of times. He's coming back from Nashville. True Vintage from Ephrata. Awesome bluegrass group. We're excited about having them again. And then Third Fret Harmony, Michael Fisher and his family, which includes Ben and Rose. I just pulled up, opened my Facebook, and there I see there's Conrad Fisher with Ben and Rose at American Music Theater last week. And we're really excited to have them back again this year.
That's amazing. Not only do you have great music, but when I looked at the food, Country Smokehouse Catering, brisket, pork, burger. I mean, you have some great food trucks and some great food providers there too.
We do. There's quite a few, and it grows. We like to give a nice healthy alternative to some of that.
There you go.
So Ron and Sonia with Country Smokehouse. We have Elmer Stoltzfus with Welder's Cheesesteaks. I mean, we've got just a ton of great food. Jamie and Jordan Ebersol with Jerry Bounce Company. Mm. Not just bounce houses, but the biggest hit with the kids is the glitter tattoos, man. The glitter tattoos.
So. What is a glitter tattoo?
Well, just imagine.
Where has this been my entire life?
Well, you come out. We'll get you hooked up.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if you're telling somebody how to get there, it's in Gap. Where is it?
Sure. So Gap is a big postal area. This is actually on the south side of the Welsh Mountain on Galt Road.
Yeah.
You just New Holland and right over the hill.
Right over the hill from New Holland.
Right over the hill from New Holland. So it's a quick drive. There's plenty of parking. It's free admission, free parking. So you can bring your car or you can bring your horse and buggy.
Yeah.
There's parking
and you get
for
plenty
both,
of those.
Plenty of both.
Yeah.
We have a tent that seats 1,000, but you're welcome to bring your lawn chairs as well.
Friday night, 4 to 9, Saturday, 2 to 9, not this weekend, but next.
Next weekend, correct.
Yeah. And so what time do people start showing up on Friday?
Oh, usually 9 or 10 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, getting their chairs
Amazing.
Set up.
Yeah, yeah, getting their chairs set up.
Yeah.
6,000 people?
6,000 people, yeah.
I mean, I know you do. You realize it's amazing to get 6,000 people out to something.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah. We're really blessed. And this has been an event that's been growing for quite a while. And if you go to musiconthemountain.net, you can see the whole lineup there as well.
Check it out, musiconthemountain.net. You can get all the info next weekend, Friday and Saturday. Great music, great food, great fellowship, and an opportunity for you to support 401 Life. Go to 401life.org as well. Chris, we love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for
Fred,
coming.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Back to the music. This is Ben Fuller, Carrie Underwood. If it was up to me, WJTL.